You got to make it worth my time.
Please, dude.
In the Olympic Village
tonight, when we go back, I'll let you hook up with every fucking chick that wants to hook up with
me. What do you mean? Are you controlling them?
No, I would never control women, ever.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
To all of the free speech advocates out there that were so, so wanting for there to be free speech in comedy, stay with me. For those people, you've been awfully silent this last week. It's just quite curious. Those people that wanted to say whatever the fuck they wanted, and all of a sudden, when it happens to the person that they don't like, they're okay with it. No. It's really cool. It's really cool.
Hypocrites have run amok on the planet. They have planted their flag all over the world. I'm starting to wonder how deep it goes, frankly.
And if you're wondering where Eric is, he is personally flying to Jimmy Kimmel's house to protect him with a bunch of knives and rocks.
He's actually staying in the air. Like, he picked up Jimmy in the airplane, and he's staying in the air because he knows if he lands, there's going to be a ground offensive and there's going to be an arrest.
Keep looping that shit.
Keep looping the United States in the sky with Jimmy Kimmel. You say Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel. Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel, we are not going to let you down. You have done so many speeches wearing a suit over the last couple of years, each and every single one of them, me and my fucking 17 Mormon children have remixed and danced to every weekend, infusing pop music. Let's do a deep dive on Jimmy Kimmel. Like, yeah, no,
where's his ass from?
Let's say, hey, make no mistake, he's from Brooklyn.
I would have never guessed that. Interesting.
Yep. James Christian. His middle name is Christian. That's how you know he's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
James Christianity Kimmel. And notice he didn't switch his fucking name up. Because hold up. Let me look up Jimmy Fallon. Because you know his real name's like.
Oh, he definitely going to
be something
is, yeah.
insane. You know, he's also from fucking Brooklyn.
Jimmy Fallon is?
He's from Bay Ridge, New York. You know what that is, right? That's Brooklyn. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. I'm seeing a pattern here. Interesting.
And I'm in Brooklyn right now. Fuck.
Fuck. Would you host the Tonight Show for 40 years straight? No vacations, no days off, 7 days a week.
Which 40?
40 years.
Can I do 80 to 120? Can I do 100 to 140? And then I just life hacked you and realized to make you a fool how to do that. Oops, tricked you. Okay. Yeah, I would do years 800 to 840. Magic lamp.
See, I
no, but to be real,
fucking, you know, you don't take me seriously, man.
I take you dangerously seriously, but I don't let you get away with simple premises. If I was on Sean Evans' Hot Ones, he would be,
God, that
kissing
would be,
me like Keke Palmer.
Oh, wasn't that a beautiful moment? Do you think there really is a spark between them? I'm very curious about this because they've been teasing this for a while. Sean's thirsty, and Kiki's just like, oh yeah, that's cute that you're, you know.
You think she's toying with him like a Make a Wish kid?
I think she's doing it for the press, honestly, and I don't think she's being real and sincere, because I just want to know if there's something real there, you know. And I bet Sean wants to know that shit too.
Are you mad at her for exploiting love?
I'm not mad. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Just pointing out the obvious. Keke Palmer is not being real. She's playing with Sean Evans' heart.
Yo.
You can't just hand Sean Evans a kiss. Yo. Damn, what if they cut to the wide shot and Sean Evans had the biggest motherfucking boner on the planet? Whoops, I'm bricked.
I bet you. Oh, there's definitely been. You're telling me he's gone however many episodes, 1,000 episodes, and he hasn't popped one chub during the course of a Hot Ones interview?
Thick ones.
Yeah, we should do like a boner based Hot Ones where it's like you kind of show things. That's show kind of porn that you're like really into. And then it ends in, well, I think you know where it ends.
Mm.
You know what the bomb is, the bomb version.
The bust?
Yeah.
Well, this is wild.
Why don't they have that? Why hasn't like a Pornhub channel like done this, a spin on this? There's got to be. Because you know how they just make everything? They're just like, if there's Everybody Loves Raymond, dude. There's like the porn where Raymond's fucking his mom or whatever. There's got to be. There absolutely has to be a Hot Ones boner busting parody.
Okay.
Of this.
I got two things to say.
And if there isn't, like, get to work.
That's what I'm saying. For one, I want to take a moment to disrespect Sean Evans a little bit and say he's got the swag of that old grandma in SpongeBob who's just a fucking brainstem in a wheelchair. That's kind of a little bit what his build and his aura is to me. And you can fucking say something to my face if you want. But secondly,
that's going to be played back during your fucking... Because he's a deep dive. When you do your fucking Hot Ones, you really want that smoke during the interview?
Sean Evans, if you're watching this in 13 years, when I got to play one of the bellhops in The Hangover 20, and you're now interviewing me because you are also been disgraced on some AI James Franco type of event.
It was AI. It was...
Yeah, I apologize. But what I'm saying is, you're telling me that you want to start a Pornhub channel. I'm going to be the director. You be the face.
Uh-huh.
It's the Mr. Beast version of adult entertainment.
Yep.
Mr. Bust.
Yes. Yeah, okay. What the fuck, dude? That would be incredible. You're locked in a cage for fucking 100 days, and you got like a... Your penis is like you can't pee or ejaculate, you know, for 20 days, and then there's like $100,000 outside of there, outside of the cage. There's just endless possibilities. That was just off the dome. I know that wasn't too good.
Don't sell yourself short. You see what I'm saying? That was incredible. No one in the world could say something like that. Wait, what the fuck? Do you have a Mr. Beast impression in there?
I'm still working on it. I don't want to let it out quite yet, but yeah, I'm still working on it.
I kind of want to try, but it's one of those ones that makes me nervous to do.
Well, you know, do you want to be vulnerable on this podcast? Or you
I don't want to, but I might need to. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if you want to, we're here for you. We'd love to hear it. But if you don't, that's totally fine. We can move on to a sort of a different topic and subject. Which I actually have something I want to talk about if I could, which okay. You're done. No Mr. Beast pressure.
Fuck. All right.
I feel like so I haven't researched this whatsoever, and I bet one Google search could give me some information on this, but that's not how we roll. I'd rather just put this out in the public sphere and either be humiliated or I don't know, maybe I'm onto some conspiracy. So, you know Kanye West's graduation album, right? I probably listened to that album, I don't know, 2 billion times in my life. I'm going on Spotify, okay? And there's this song called Good Night at the very end of Graduation. I said, wait a second. isn't Big Brother the fucking last song of Graduation? They just add, did they add another song? Or am I in some sort of Mandela universe right now? Do you know the song? Because I'll play it for you.
Yeah, play it for me, please.
Because I was like, I've never heard this fucking song in my life. And it's small. I mean, it's a banger. Yeah. But I was like, what the hell happened? If you know, please let me know in the comments if I'm going crazy or if we're all in sort of some Mandela style timeline right now. It's called Good Morning.
Okay. This is the one that is new to you.
Oh, wait. Sorry. It's called Good Night. Sorry. You never heard this, have you? No one has ever heard this. You be honest. Have you heard this song before?
No, I'm going to be honest. No, I haven't.
And you've listened to Graduation, the full album, at least 1,000 times in your life, right?
I don't know. We all have. Purpose, maybe, but yeah, I have. Just exactly. on a
so what's
road
going
trip
on?
With my sister or something.
Did this get added?
The song is called Good Morning.
It's called Good Night. There's also a song called Good Morning and Good Life, which obviously we all know those. But there's
so I'm trying
song
to connect the dots here.
Because I was just like, dude, I could have sworn that Big Brother was the last song. This song. We all know this one. Stadium Status. About Jay-Z?
It's about Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's about his big brother, Jay-Z, helping him out and getting him to where he is at this point in his career and life. So somebody's got to hit me with some information on that, and I'm not Googling it. I just need people to do that research for me. I'm past Googling. The world is my Google.
That's awesome.
So that's been driving me crazy the last like couple weeks. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this song?
I wish I had the memory bank. Unfortunately, my brain's probably a little smaller than most people's, but I can't remember that. But I will say, just hearing the title, Big Brother, I do believe that that is a metaphor or a nickname for the government, unless I'm totally wrong.
Big Brother. You know what? There's nothing in the song that would lead you to believe that he's talking about the government.
Play it for 1 second. Okay. I promise you, I will be flipping
if
your
you
mind
can,
open.
If you could connect this to any sort of government,
this is my moment. Oh my god, this is my fucking moment.
Hats off. All right.
My big brother was Big's brother. Used to be Dame and Big's brother. Who was hip-hop brother? Who was no ID friend? No ID my mentor. Now let the story begin. It's the hard knock life to a sellout. Picture us in the mall, copping iceberg and yell out, Jigga. Yeah, that's what we yell out. Yell out. You know the name. Do I gotta spell out? Or tell about J-A-Y. And you ain't so shy. And he won't even step to his I need to say hi. Like a mom and let the chance pass by. And this is mine. He could change your life with all these beats I did. At least let him hear. At least you can turn to your friends.
All right, you've had enough time. You've had like fucking that. Yeah, I just that played was 7 minutes of that song.
And I'm already ready. He keeps saying big. He has a big brother. He says a couple times, two times, two towers, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking J-A-Y-Y-A backwards. Oh, interesting. So I was thinking about the do 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 the instrumental do do do. You know, play that do 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 do. See what I'm saying? All of a sudden, why is he remixing the national anthem? Play it reverse. Okay, now I'm thinking, when year did this come out? Oh, right, we're invaded Iraq. Okay, and then why is it coming up now? Ye puts out the documentary right now. Okay, interesting. That's where it starts to come back together. Jimmy Kimmel, see what I'm saying? And now I'm starting to wonder, what's he meaning
why
to say?
I literally doubted you, and I can't believe I did. That was on me, dude.
That was 10% downloaded. If you'd let that buffer to 100%, if you'd let me just sit here for 25 minutes.
That would be scary. That would be honestly frightening if you were 100% buffered. Because well, I feel like you exist at like a 40% buffered for the safety of those around you. You know what I'm saying?
I fucking agree. I can feel it all the time. I'm to the point where I want to get a fucking Ring camera or whatever they put on the babies and at night and record myself at night. Babies. I want to get a baby camera. Yeah, okay. So that I can see, just to make sure that every single night somebody from the government isn't coming in and injecting me with silver alloy every night or whatever. Because I just can feel that my blood can't
respect. If anybody's doing that to me, if anybody in the CIA is coming in every single night, tiptoeing in my Jordans, they're tiptoeing in and injecting me with anything, dude, hats off. Fucking off to you, because I'm a light sleeper, man, and they're gonna have to be sneaky to get in my fucking room.
I'm a light sleeper. I sleep in the light. Interesting.
Heavy sleeper. I gain weight when I sleep.
Whoa.
Damn, this is just a free form. This is just the free form association part of the podcast.
Some people call it freestyle.
Just experiment with words and ideas. What did you think of the last podcast we did, Jack? Where we cooked GarageBand?
Yeah. Dude, I'm like hungover still from that one. Like, my life changed. The album dropped.
I was like laughing to myself when you would just like pop open the guitar part and you just like you played at like a lightning fast speed that like it kind of made sense. It was like, I can't describe it. It was just so fast at how you're like putting the hard rock guitar. And I don't know, what are you like typing on a keyboard, or did you do that via the ASDW?
I did do
style.
It. I did, but I got this thing right over here.
Or do you have the MIDI? Okay, because I
got the keys on me. The amount of things that I'm trying not to knock over right now would blow your fucking mind. the amount of salsa jars I'm collecting would shock you.
Yep. But anyways, I'm seeing the Kanye documentary tonight. I told you that. I'm quite excited to see
it. You should take before and after pictures of your body.
I should, dude.
This is my body fat percentage before I saw the new Kanye doc.
I wonder what the vibe's going to be like, if people are going to be laughing. Because he's like a joke. I mean, he's like funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably going to be fucking hilarious.
Can I watch this? What's it called?
It's called In Whose Name. And it's in theaters. Like, I'm seeing it at an AMC tonight.
Wow. Kanye got himself with the owl joke.
I don't know.
They said you sound like an owl, Nate. That's what he said.
Who said that?
Well, last couple words of what you. Yeah. That's been Joy Tactics. It took me 2 years, but I finally got him. I got Nate with the owl prank. This has been Jack Mensinger coming at you live. We'll see you in 20 years.
I can't believe that. I cannot fucking believe that.
Don't make me ask you.
That was so slick, dude. That was so fucking slick.
I did it as least slick as Jesus. I could, too, because I thought...
That was embarrassing. Don't embarrass me like that, dude. Again, man. That was a...
Whoa, man. I didn't think you'd take it this deep. It's not that deep, man.
We need more crash out moments. You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen White Speed showing up on the speed
screen? Did we already talk about this? I don't know if this guy was lying, but somebody DM'd us. Do you see this on the Instagram?
No, sir.
This guy DM'd me and he said, hey, I don't know if he's joking, but I don't even care. I choose to believe this is true. He said, yo, man, I'm Speed's manager, and thank you so much for giving him like love on the podcast. Do you think this is real? Do you think this is somebody just capping?
Of course it's real, dude.
But he said,
how
he
could
said
that not be real?
He said he manages iShow Speed and Adam Friedland.
Is that verified?
I don't know. And I gave him the heart emoji.
Why would I ever choose to believe that was a liar? Because
I don't know.
That's
it's just
too
crazy.
Dark of
it's
a
just
world
like,
to imagine and admit.
That's like, lie like if that. Like Elvis's fucking, you know, manager like just told you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to bring it back to your comparison. He's like, right. Like, wait, I gotta say that one again because that was on the that deserves a second
shoot
because that was on a bonus episode. Okay, Jack described I Show Speed to one of our friends, and it made me laugh. Okay, our friend Max said, okay, can someone explain to me who I Show Speed is? Like, I'm 65 years old. He said, remember Elvis? Imagine instead of music, he likes soccer. What a perfect description.
Let me get on the roast of Speed, please.
Speed has been showing up on my algorithm, and I'm laughing every time.
It's such a fucking.
I gotta say, I'm just like I can't believe it, but I'm just like loving every second of it.
So what is happening, Nate? What I'm seeing very brief clips of it. Every time I see him, it's like, yo, I'm in every 12 hours, I'm in a different state, and some fucking person comes up to me and like either starts tweaking or I foot race him.
yeah, it's like, simple, dude. I saw one where a guy was like in his Walmart like vest and he said, I just quit my job. Please, I want to race you, Speed. I just fucking quit my job to be here. And he's like, kind of like, whatever. Like, I'll fucking race you. And he doesn't want to do it. And he says, if you win or if I win, you have to shave your head. And he was like, okay, but if you lose, I get to shave your head. And he's like, this guy's, I Show Speed. How are you going to fucking beat me in a race? You know?
Right, I show
and
speed.
He fucking dusts his ass and he's shaving his head. The guy's like losing his mind, like, fuck. It's just,
Jesus.
But what were you saying? You just saw a clip of him?
Well, I'm glad that he does race people and his name is Speed. It's like, yeah, of course, you know what? Yeah. Fair enough. Now, what was I talking about? What? Oh,
by the way, I used to do that to other comedians. There was a brief time when I was like, I'm the fastest comedian.
What?
There was like a 6 month stretch.
I
was racing, dude. No one beat me. This is before my back injury, dude. When I was like greased up 27. This is when I was like, when I was on Tourco and I would just race everybody.
Oh wow, this is when you were fresh off the weight loss.
Yeah. And I was like smoking people. Like,
that is insane to think about.
Yeah.
Who are you fucking smoking, Chuck Pettit? Who's racing you? Respect,
dude,
to Chuck.
Everyone, literally, I you know what a good smoke was? You remember Terrence Carey?
Yeah, he stayed on my.
I smoked his ass uphill too. It was like it was in Athens, Ohio, uphill. And he thought he could beat me. He was like, this is gonna be hilarious.
That's the funniest race I could think of. True, like the two sweetest people I know. Neither of them with an ounce of competition in their bones. Just hoofing it uphill in a second city.
Maybe he let me win because he's like, because I have a sense, like my racing strategy is I kind of want people to like understand that I need this,
man.
You know, like, so if they beat me, it's gonna be like, right. It's gonna be sad, and it's
you do
not
mental
gonna, like.
Pathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Games.
Like, I just want them to know, like, I need this. So, okay, like, wait, if there's any. Yeah.
Here's the Olympic strategy. Ready? We're both at the fucking starting gun. Ready? We're both putting our feet into the clamps.
Right. Yeah.
We're both like this.
Where are you from? Croatia?
And I look over at you like this. I don't speak English, like, but they go, three, two.
Hold on. Stop. Dude, please. I fucking need this really badly. Just shut up.
Shut up, man. I'm trying to focus. I've been training for this.
Please, dude. Just let me. Just at the very least, just let me beat you. just hold back. Next year, you can go all
out. Why would I let you win, man?
Next year, I swear to God, I'll let you. I will fucking.
You got to make it worth my time.
Please, dude. In the Olympic Village tonight. When we go back, I'll let you hook up with every fucking chick that wants to hook up with
me. What do you mean?
I'm getting
Are you controlling
medal.
Them?
No, I would never control women, ever. All right.
I'm then how saying, could you dude. Guarantee that I get to, if you can guarantee that I can hook up with all 500, everybody who's over
the whole race is gone at this point. It's like, we're just the race is already
damn,
started.
I thought you were just going to hit me with a finished. Look.
Oh, you want to just like, the Mr.
If it's
Bean
just
style?
3, 2, 1, and then you hit him with the most like.
All right. Let me do that. 3, 2.
Nate, look at my face.
What am
for
I
a
supposed
second.
To do?
No, look at my face. I'm giving you a facial expression that lets you know that I need this. Ready? Hit me with
oh,
the
Oh, you're doing. Oh, okay. I did that to you this time. So
I know, but
doing,
your face all right, wasn't. All right, I'm showing you all right. What good facial acting is. Ready?
Great. All right. 3, 2, 1.
You see what I'm saying? I just drew. I say please and I drool.
Please. What if you did this right before you're about to sprint? Kill me.
Oh my God.
Kill me.
Man, when we get our fucking Key and Peele, when we get Bensinger and Verone sketch show.
Oh, it's fucking.
That's
over.
The opening sketch every episode.
Yeah, dude. You know what pisses me off about musicians? They do a song, and then people want to see that song over and over again. Whereas with us, it has to be fresh and new. We have to constantly be creating and using our creative abilities to create new material. But all I got to say is I'm jealous of Claro. I'm jealous of, you know, Muse. Stop. We're getting off the rails.
No, we're not. Well, look at who's. First of all, I rebuke this notion because sometimes I'll do like a monthly show or something like that, and people come up afterwards. They go, dude, the fuck, man, I brought my friend. You didn't even do the fucking whatever joke. You know what I'm saying? Didn't do Luigi Mancini.
For real? That's so, happened to you for real?
I swear to God, maybe one time. Maybe.
Wow. Well, you know what? Actually, now that I think of it, Mr. Dice Clay, Madison Square Garden, one of the first, maybe the first comedian to sell out Madison Square Garden. If you look at that tape, everybody knows his jokes. They all know his nursery rhymes. Hickory dickory do, suck this motherfucker's dick, and then I...
What?
You know,
that
whatever.
Can't be that, what his joke.
That literally, that's like the joke. I'm not even...
Well, I knew that. Well, what's fucked up is musicians. This is the fucking thing, man. I think I saw Amy Poehler maybe had like an Instagram quote or something that was like, it's fucking bullshit that there's no Oscars in the comedy Oscars.
Oh,
like
I saw that. Like that. Respect, dude. Amy Poehler.
I couldn't agree more. I hate to get real for a second, dude. But
this is I'm telling you, I care about this subject more than anything.
Obviously, we have a bias because we both are pursuing this. But it's the same thing. Like, okay, if you're sitting down to write a drama, and you're going, "Oh man, it's not hard to sit down and tap into that."
Oh
God,
I gotta make people cry.
Oh no, I gotta indulge in emotion into how difficult things are.
Yeah, maybe, cool.
I can't write. Oh, I'm having so much trouble writing about all the dark shit that's happened in my life because I'm so happy today and I'm laughing all the time. Ha 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 ha. Dude, I'm sitting down trying to write The Pianist. I'm sitting down trying to write The Basketball Diaries, write about a 3-year-old addicted to crack. But I can't stop laughing about the concept of Diet Pepsi and Mentos.
Right.
That's never happening.
We need to have a side-by-side mental stimulation gauge vibration reader on. We're going to be like writing a script, and then next to us is going to be Francis Ford Coppola. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring back fucking Ingmar Bergman from the grave, and they're going to be cooking on some fucking drama. All right. And we're going to do like a time comparison.
See,
we're also
going
to do a mental vibration. Exactly. We're going to measure the heat, the skull heat, which is
one of the biggest. This is what Mr. Bus is going to be doing.
And we'd win every time, every single time. There's just no fucking respect, Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, because when you're sitting down trying to write comedy and you're like, well, I have to literally David Lynch style, erase my suffering so that I may accept myself and go in there into my brain and extract joy, extract happiness, and put it on the page so I can make other people laugh despite all of the fucking basketball diaries that I've experienced.
Exactly.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
It's hard. What we do is hard. It just is. It's maybe the hardest thing on the planet.
And so this is just a fact.
It's just a fact.
It's harder than any surgery. It's harder than anything.
It's harder than exactly.
So
way harder than surgery. Oh,
yeah. A lot of those don't even go well. But so this comes back to the topic at hand. There's a reason that the Trump administration, who is performing a 12-year-long coup right in front of your fucking eyes, that they are going for the comedians. They're not going for who's a non-comedian? I can't think of one.
Nelly Furtado.
I guess I meant more like who does drama.
Oh, right. Martin Scorsese.
Okay, great. They're not shutting down Martin Scorsese. They're not shutting down. Who's the guy that won the Oscar for acting?
He looks Adrian skinny. Brody.
Yeah. They're not shutting down Adrian Brody because all of these drama are complicit.
I see the satire in his paintings. If they could just decipher what the messaging behind them, they're too abstract.
Bad example. I'll give you that. But
I see what you're saying.
It's no coincidence.
There needs to be and they're about to have a UFC event at the White House, which you're going. Don't act like you don't fucking have a ticket and you're going in fucking full fucking prosthetics to that shit.
Going in full
fighting
prosthetics.
And fighting in the match as well as a newcomer.
I would love to fight in the UFC at the White House, just to be honest. I really would. Before it's too late.
Where the fuck are they going to fight at? Like, I don't even understand.
They're going to build the octagon, man. Where do you think they're going to fight? Why do you think when they asked President Trump, how do you feel about Charles Kirk getting smacked in the head? And he said, oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing construction. What was he constructing? He was constructing the ringside where the ladies are going to be and where Joe Rogan. Who's going to be at that?
Just all the usual suspects.
Yeah,
it is idiocracy. It's full idiocracy mode.
For real, I know we all thought that during the George W. administration, but
boy, oh boy, were we wrong.
Yeah. Damn. What did
Please
he say?
Just all we got right now is Zoran. That election coming up. Oh my god, that's gonna feel good. He's gonna win 100%, right? There's not even an ounce of doubt.
Unless the DNC can run like pizza as the fucking other candidate,
the millennial vote
is gonna get more popularity. Unless you can run miso soup.
See, that's one of the things where they're just like, we'll let you have one mayoral race. Yeah, you guys can have that, but the rest of the world is gonna be fucking.
Bro.
Authoritarian hellscape police state. They always give us one thing. Here you go. Here's one fucking thing. Yeah, that's not enough. All right. I'm taking a stand right now. We just don't want one fucking thing, man. Give us the whole fucking thing. Give it all to us, please.
You want Zoran to run for president low key during the mayoral
high
race?
Key, man. I wanted to expand New York City into the fucking whole country is New York City.
Oh my God. You're saying that? You're telling me that? I'm living here right now.
Imagine how many jobs would be created if they expanded the six boroughs or whatever it is. How many boroughs are there?
But for now, probably five.
Exactly. For now.
That's what I'm saying. Once I can hop
now,
on the fucking.
That's
dude, if I could.
2000.
If I could go to the Barclays Center, hop on the N or hop on the Q and take that shit to fucking Fort Lauderdale.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Oh,
dude.
What borough do you live in? Omaha. Oh shit. Let me hop on the L. Oh. Let me hop on the 6 and go up to fucking Vermont.
The chopped cheese and fucking.
Oh my.
South Dakota chopped cheese.
The Wisconsin chopped cheese would go. Every state's got to have it chopped.
the Yankees versus the Yankees. Every team is the Yankees.
The Louisiana Chop Muffaletta. Oh, the Yankees. The Yankees it's only.
The Yankees only.
What we're talking about is a dictatorship, perhaps.
Yeah, but I would like. But people don't think about this. What if a dictator was
right
benevolent? What if they ruled forever, but they did the right thing? Yeah,
why not?
I would be down with that. Give me, take away all my rights. I don't care.
They're already gone, man.
Yeah,
we're living in the illusory construction of democratic positioning. It's not happening. I'm so sick of these incumbents all around me.
How can you kill a man who's already dead?
He who makes a beast out of himself gets rid of the pain of beast. Remember what that song's from? What song that's from, rather?
Of course, of course.
Oh, my God.
And Sevenfold.
Of being a Democrat. Dude, if the Avenged Sevenfold had done the fucking Joe Biden inauguration instead of J-Lo.
Oh. Yeah, we'd be in utopia, man.
Nate, are your eyes closed?
No. Fuck. Got me falling asleep again.
Jesus Christ.
You got
man.
Me.
That was quick.
I was looking down at my phone.
Oh.
You know what video I was referencing, though? Do you remember this video? Which I'm... Oh, let me see if I can pull it up. The Toronto Man.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What do I search to find that? I gotta play that off the... Toronto
Man Interview Man, Street.
Interview Demon
Funny.
Or something. Funny. Let's see. Yes. Man goes crazy and rips off his shirt during treatment. This is one of the all. This is an all-time great video right here. And by the way, is there any inkling that this is a fake video? Because I've always wondered that.
Yes.
Do you think this is 100% real?
No.
God,
but I don't believe
really
anything.
Hope this is. All right, what ads being served to me?
With an Indeed profile?
Indeed.com.
Indeed,
right.
Shout
yeah,
out.
You think I need a fucking job? I have a job, dude. I'm a podcaster.
Awesome intro. Fashion Studios.
What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school, right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross and they went like this by not smiling at me. In Toronto, hey,
we're watching the whole video, by the way.
Steve Spiros, easygoing.
Oh, that's my
those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. So why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out. And I'm going to wear my sunglasses at night. You know why? Because women show their tits.
Oh.
Have short skirts. And then they feel violated when I look at them. Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird.
Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird.
I'm from Humberside. I'm sorry if I made a fool of Humberside, but...
That's pretty much the...
I mean...
What a legendary crash out.
What that makes me
why?
Think...
Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird.
That made me think we need to be speaking way louder on this podcast. Because we're speaking with all our trains of thought. They're hitting left turns just as much as that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do feel like we could... I feel like, dude, I feel like you... I want to see you and this guy just like...
I relate
some,
so deeply
just
to
eat
him.
Some ramen, you know, together and just kind of like...
Hey, you know, I'm trying to think of what's going on. But basically, yeah, I don't want to... I can't possibly...
You can tell he's like trying to say something, you know what I'm saying? But it's just not like coming out like the right way.
Well, it came out and yeah, definitely not the right way. So he's saying, good God. Yeah. Ultimately, what Vampires. He revealed is that he's made people sexually uncomfortable at the
yeah,
end there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that made me feel really, I mean, the whole time I'm feeling bad for the interviewer, I think.
Fashion studios.
Ooh, fashion studios. Going around. Hey, guys, we're in fashion studios. We're going around downtown Toronto to see which mentally ill people have their shirts tucked in. Come with us. Hey, hey, wait a second. That was fun as fuck.
It's an all-timer.
How did that happen? Come about? Because we had good ideas.
I misquoted, right. I guess.
He who makes a beast.
How can you kill a man with no body?
Right. How can you mind your business with somebody who has no mind and no business? See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
How could I mind my business when I don't have a business?
Right.
When I'm an employee, mm-hmm. I can't mind my business. I can only mind yours. Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh man, dude, what type of car should I get? I'm trying to get another car.
2007 orange Lamborghini Gallardo. Yeah. You know I had that answer ready.
How much is a used? What do you think the cheapest used Lamborghini? I'm gonna try and look this up. What do you think the cheapest used Lamborghini I could possibly get in Los Angeles right now?
God, in Los Angeles, I don't know. Maybe 12 racks.
Let's see here.
You can get one that's like on fire right now.
What the fuck? This is. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, dude.
What's it?
87 racks?
That's not cheap.
I thought it was good. For the 06 Lamborghini Gallardo? Gallardo? Is that what you said?
The Gallardo, man.
The Gallardo.
The Gallardo.
Gallardo. Dude, that's nothing. $1,700 a month?
Okay, shit. When you put it that way.
Yo, these look fucking
$1,700
sick,
a month
dude.
For how long?
Probably for
a year, 2 years, a month, 2 years,
7 2 months or something like that.
Oh, I hate that.
Do you when you see a car like this on the road, are you like, damn, like in awe a little bit? I always want to see the owner. Like, I just want to like catch a glimpse of the person inside. I'm like, who are you that you would have something like this? What do you do? That's why I want them AR glasses, dude. Because I want to know what these people have done in their life, crimes and successes.
You know, I don't usually for a sports car like that. I don't really give a fuck. I tend to not give them the satisfaction of my attention because I know that's what they want, and it's pathetic, especially at that age. And I think sports cars and supercars are for children, but. I did walk out of my house the other day and there was a fucking massive Hummer H2 parked right outside my building. And I verbally said, oh, damn. And I walked around the whole thing a couple times. And that thing had like 92 inch spinners. Well, not spinners, but rims.
Wow. It's art. Cars is art.
Car art. That's why they call sometimes. It that.
Yeah, I want to get what I do want to get. I'm gonna get another car, but I don't know what if I should just go extra busted with
it. How many cars do you have by now?
Well, I have one right now.
Oh, all right.
If anyone's got like a luxury vehicle they want to sell me, just hit me up. Hit me the fuck up because I'm in the market.
You want a luxury vehicle, Nate? What's it? Let me Carfax it for you right now. Tell me what your budget is.
My budget is $4,500.
Get out. Get out now. Every second that I'm looking at you, I'm wasting my fucking more time and time is money.
I am putting these parameters into like cars.com where I used to work. And it's basically giving me vehicles where it's like you show up to this independent, like it's an independent private seller. And there's like, there's no doubt that like they're hiding something from me, and I'm just like I'm going to get, what I'm saying is I'm going to get scammed very heavily in the next couple of months. And there's no way around
it. Oh, fuck. This is the thing about this. I hate to take it back to New York versus LA, but everyone's, oh, I would live in New York. It's such a cool city, man, but it's so much more expensive. Dude, in Los Angeles, you're paying gas money. You're paying for a car. You're paying for car insurance. You're paying for this medical bills because you're having stress about how awful traffic is. And now you're on medication. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I haven't thought about it that way, to be honest.
You ready for my Mr. Beast impression?
Oh, yeah, yeah, please.
What's up, guys? We got... I hated it. I hated doing that so much.
That was like so... That was so loud.
Well, he screams at the top of his lungs. He's always screaming at a drone. They can't film anything from within 15 fucking feet of him. Or,
right. Timmy.
Imagine South Park puts out a whole fucking season about you, dude, tomorrow.
I would love that. I would be questioning why they would do that, but
I don't think you'd love it. Based on what they do to people.
That's the ultimate respect, dude, is being South Parkized.
South Park satirized.
Something happens. The kings of satire.
The Latin kings of satire. So
we need to, yeah, go ahead.
What are we gonna do? Let's just lay out the facts here.
So, all right, we could cancel our subscriptions.
Wait, what are you saying?
Cancel our subscriptions.
Oh, right, for
Disney,
right?
But I don't know. I don't think that's enough. Let's
do a little Art of War here. So Colbert's on the way out.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel's taken out, right? This is 300. Leonidas and his fucking warriors of straight white men are all running towards the cliff. They're running. Yeah. Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? We all know we're going to be taken out. We can't live. Jimmy Kimmel, flattened by the arrows. Okay? Right. We're all running. We look to the right. Who's over there being threatened next? We got Colbert leading the charge with the fucking shield over his head.
Right.
He survives the barrage.
Jimmy Fallon?
Or is it Seth?
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers is a fucking, in the 300 analogy, he's the fucking guy who everybody charged and he fucking turned around and ran back and didn't actually even, he was never really fucking with it.
Then shows up after the battle like, damn, that was crazy.
He switches out, puts the enemy's clothes on. Not because he's a traitor. Fuck it. He's a traitor, dude. Seth?
Seth is not backing down, dude. He's probably the last person to back down.
He's probably the only mentally sane one, I guess. Yeah. Seth? I feel like he's the final boss. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's interesting. Against
Greg Gutfeld or something?
It's interesting. The final boss is Jon Stewart.
Right. Oh, didn't he do like an emergency broadcast, which we should have done?
Right.
We should be doing more, I think, to react to things immediately. I'm just when so they happen.
Yeah.
People are waiting for that. Oh, what the fuck is the Joy Tactics take on this?
Joy Tactics.
Well, we purposefully delay that because we want you to come to your own conclusions. We want you to do your own research. And then after you've done that on your own, then you can copy our opinions. And
that's right.
Throw that aside. But at least you did the research first that you can then abandon.
We would be great high school teachers. If you just come in and open a textbook, instead of telling the kids what to think, you just look at them like this. Walk back and forth, put another piece of information on the board, just look at them. Just write Babylonian Empire. Yeah. All you're doing is putting, you know, and then give them ChatGPT, give them the internet. And then see, like, what do you guys think I meant?
Do you think some teachers are If they don't, because I feel like I would do this a lot if I was a teacher. If I just didn't like a kid, I would fucking give them a horrible grade on everything, no matter what they were doing. And you know what? Some of the kids that I think were like headed towards Ivy League, you know, destinations. All right. And they have to get like, they literally, if they don't get an A on this fucking test, like their whole life and career is fucking over. I would fucking give those kids and the kids I didn't like, like F's on papers for no reason.
The fuck is wrong with you, Nate?
It's just like, you know, just step back for a second. You know what I'm saying? This isn't this isn't what it's all about. That's what I want to say. And then that's the kids that are going to Ivy League schools. And stuff. Right. It's like, yo, chill. You want to get a 4.5 GPA or whatever? You're literally like, I can't believe kids do that. They get, like, they literally get A's on, there are kids that go to Ivy League schools who have never in their life gotten a B plus on a test ever.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? That must feel horrifying. Know what that's,
they don't know what it feels like to let go. They don't know what it feels like to be anything but judged. Mm. How did it feel to just hear that? If you're listening and you've only ever gotten straight A's. How did that just feel? That you've never
lived. Something tells me that's a massive chunk of our audience, by the way.
Well, I was thinking, I can't think of one human being that I know who went to, that I was in high school with, who went to.
You didn't have one person that really made it out the mud?
Intellectually, no.
We had one chick that went to Princeton, and then one other chick who went to Northwestern, and that was kind of the best of that was like there wasn't even like a gap. There was a massive gap between those two people, and everyone else went to fucking like Bowling Green, fucking State, you know, Kent State.
That's the real reason that we don't know people that went to Ivy Leagues is because the state schools in Virginia and Ohio were just too bussing to pass up. Yeah, exactly. Of course you go to Harvard if you fucking went to high school and. Any state other than Ohio and Virginia, frankly.
Right.
Fuck Maryland.
God.
Sorry, I don't know why I keep saying
that. We should go back to Harvard.
What do you mean back?
Well, I mean, like, I think it's easier to get into schools once you already have a degree.
Oh, bro. They get a master's degree at Harvard?
Yeah. Like, get a master's. Or even just start over. I would gladly start over at Harvard.
I don't know, man. I had a dream last night where I was experiencing memories from when I was younger and thinking I feel like a stranger in my own past.
Whoa, that's a deep, dude. You don't feel like, well, you're a different, you know, you're a different person, actually. Literally, the cells regenerate every fucking 12 years. So you're literally a different being. Than when you were, so that doesn't.
What
surprise
is a being?
Me.
It calls into question what a being is. I
well,
feel
then
so.
We're getting
it's
into
so
the idea of what is consciousness and where does it stem from,
and why do we call it something? See what I'm saying? Why?
We're getting way too deep right now.
We're getting way too close, is what we're getting to. What do you think the Titan submersible was really trying to touch? Think that really the Titanic's down there? Or do you think James Franco, whatever, James, who the fuck is this guy, the Titanic guy?
James Cameron.
And you got enough first names, bro? Leave a couple for the rest of us, man. What's your middle name?
He would smack Aaron the Douglas, fuck out Charlie of you if you said that to him. He's a ruthless director. Hope you know that before you take on this fucking... I know you're auditioning for the new Avatar movie, but just want to let you know that it's not going to be fun.
What's the new Avatar, by the way? Because the last one was underwater.
The third one. It's a trilogy, bro.
Does it have a fucking theme?
I think it's called like fire or something, like fire and
makes sense.
Ice or something like that.
Water.
Could be.
That
I
one?
Could be like literally so wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure.
Avatar
it's
3,
like,
fire or ice.
I think it's called like fire or ice.
Can I Google it?
don't even. I don't even want to know, dude.
I'm not going to Google it, but I am going to look it up online. Avatar 3 is already out.
It's called Fire and Ash. And is it out?
See? Yeah, I was fucking right.
It's not out. Fucking...
No, is I it? Would know if that shit was out.
No, it's not out. Fire and Ash. Okay.
Oh, man. I'm so... Dude, I love Avatar. Gotta say.
I didn't see the water one.
Well, if you watch... You gotta watch it with the 3D glasses on. It's not even...
I can't just get high.
Nah, you can get fucking, see, that would be a good fucking smoke out.
You know what's a great idea? How about this? Biatch. If you put out a movie that's got no soundtrack and it lets you put your own fucking soundtrack in on it.
That takes so much work. Like,
no, it wouldn't, man. What?
You just have to tap in like a Spotify playlist and it's
yes.
like
there's 10 slots built into the fucking movie for music. And it's like fucking Mad Libs. You go, you need, here's a music for intense, here's a music for this, here's a music for romance. Oh, and okay. I just tell it, okay, great. Kings of Leon, Sex is on Fire. Okay, great. Fucking, yeah, whatever.
Here, let me play a song for every sex scene this would be going on.
All right, let me get one too because I got one too.
This is a good. I was just listening to this today and thinking, damn, this is a kind of a sexual song. You know what I'm saying? This is the song you play. You put on that playlist. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Not all right,
so this is it. This would be in every sex scene. So what? Name a famous sex scene in a movie. The Titanic. They have a good one. Waller.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure they fuck in that one. So you're watching Titanic. Power 106. Leo's fucking going down on Kate Winslet. Music. I need you to turn it up and let me know what you think. It's Lloyd called Oakland on Power 106. Was made in Japanese. She's watching DVDs. Oakland. You ever heard this?
No.
Wait, what? Let's just listen to the whole thing.
Titanic extended director's cut. Damn, this is kind of
about to hit.
Building
it's
up.
Put on the gas. I'm trying to pass all the red lights and the stop sign. I'm ready to go.
You know what that makes me think? And I'm not saying because maybe I was reminded of R. Kelly or anything, but that music did for real make me think like people who love golden showers and see them as romantic, that is so cool. And that's something that nobody else can even come close to experiencing.
You're saying like peeing on somebody?
Don't be so crude, bro. If you could like, I'm just hearing the music build up. If fucking piss smelled like strawberries and mineral water and you could like put your thumb on your dick like a hose and make this like beautiful, you put on the motherfucking 3D, you know, you put on your projector and you turn on like some rainbow.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
I'm not, where am I going with this? I'm here. I'm in it. I'm in the middle of it. What do you mean? I'm saying how beautiful really the golden shower could be in slow motion. Listen to that music. What? That's golden shower music.
Okay, interesting. I mean that's the beauty of music is everybody has their own sort of perception of what it means to them. And for you, you have that, you know, you kind of think of peeing on people in the shower.
No.
I'm just saying I'm curious at what your sexual scene song is that plays in every movie that you have to see, and you can't change. And by the way, you can't change this playlist. It's like locked in for the rest of your life. Every movie you watch and there's a sex scene, it's gonna be this song.
Damn it, I feel bad because I think I picked one that's from another movie. It's already in one. Is that cheating,
dude? No.
All right, name what's a sex scene in a movie then? Like a good one. You did Titanic.
Why can't I think? I should be able to.
So hard like, to think of
list
a movie.
Off like thousands.
Doesn't every movie have romance?
I mean, I just watched a True Romance. I just watched that. There's you know, some sex.
What's that?
In that?
Have I seen that? Is that with Nicolas Cage?
It's you know, Brad Pitt's in it.
I know him,
and he plays like a like it's one of his first roles where he's like he like plays a side character in it. It was written by Quentin Tarantino.
All right, man.
It's like his first movie. Tony Scott directed.
But, okay.
Yeah, so let's say that there's a sex scene going on.
Okay, here you go. I'm gonna need to pull the lyrics up. Control when you grab a hold. You do your trick. I love it when you lick. Are you kidding me? Wait, were you about to put a verse on it, Nate?
No, I was gonna do a bit where like I don't have my headphones in and I'm like my shit's leaking, you know, off my Bluetooth and mine's uh-huh. playing for the whole theater and you kind of hear it over it. But I can find a song that quickly.
Crap. Well, somehow it's been an hour.
Somehow we did it.
Somehow it's been an hour and we do have to end it. We don't have to be frank. Like, we could not.
Let's keep going.
All right. So let's get one more song in. No, we got to end this.
Yeah.
Have you heard this song? Thank you so much for listening to Joy Tactics. This was the Jimmy Kimmel survival episode.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, that's James Brown. Did I say that right? Did I put a D on anywhere in there? James Brown?
I've been listening to this song a lot lately now that we're just kind of in that.
This is like the Q&A portion after the podcast. Welcome to...
What songs you guys been listening to? This is a song that Connor O'Malley played for me. And I was like, how have I never heard this? And it was...
What is this going to be?
It's kind of funny that this is... I don't know. This song is a banger, dude. And I had never heard it before. And I've just been listening to it constantly. Turn lights on me down. What? You know this song?
Damn. They put the...
It's called Money Cash Hoes by Jay-Z and DMX. It's a funny song to me because it seems like this was like the last song that they cooked up in that session. Like it was like the end of the night and they're like, all right, that's got eight tracks, Jay-Z. Like he's like, we need nine. And he's like, all right, I don't have much, like I gotta go to the club right now. Like, let's just get this fucking shit over. Just fucking
Oh, yeah, someone playing got Galaga on their phone right now. What was that noise I just heard? You know what I'm saying?
That I don't know. It just that made me was, loud. And I tried to come out to this song at the venue, and I had to say to the person, like, "What's the song you want to come out to?" And I was like, "Let me just send it to you," because I was like too embarrassed to say "Money Cash Hoes" by Jay-Z.
Damn.
Anyways. Music
is awesome.
Do you have any other songs you want to play? Or?
I mean, not really. I don't know why not really. But enjoy music while you fucking are allowed to, because pretty soon Trump's going to come for that, and then he's going to come for McDonald's, and then he's going to... Once he's come for McDonald's, by that point, you know it's over.
Yeah, that would be the final straw. But so I'm wondering, Nate, Jack,
yeah,
what has been giving you joy this week? I know it's probably tough
mm-hmm.
to find joy, but mm-hmm. that's what we do.
Well, my tooth fucking hurts. Not that. Probably really realistically when I think about it, yeah, what actually did is really...
All right, so what gave me joy this week is
Well, Eric came to town. Eric was in New York, I swear.
Right. He's listening to this right now, and he's like, they better fucking...
Eric was in New York. That was fucking fun. Chilling with him and his brother.
We should do a test to see if Eric's listening to this right now. Like, just...
Yeah.
Like, dox his address or something.
What?
Like, dox his address or something like that.
Yeah. That was awesome having Eric back in New York. Back in the haunt.
Wow.
We went back to Toby Hanna from Rap World. We went to the casino out there.
You guys went to Toby Hanna?
On accident. I was like, oh, let's go to this casino in the Poconos. It looked like, you know, why not? And then it was the one that is right by Toby Hanna from Rap World. And that shit was fucking fun.
Toby Hanna.
And Eric hit a fucking, I was really proud of him. He hit the mega, what's it called? The major. He hit the major bonus. If you know, you know. But that was a beautiful thing to witness on the slots. I felt like I was sitting right there with, you know, Bretzky. YouTubers. Nate, what got your serotonin bricked up this week?
Let's see here. You know, I've been playing some of this game, Helldivers 2.
Careful.
And it's been very fun. What? Why careful?
Didn't the Charlie Kirk shooter play that game?
Is that true?
Really?
I'm going to look this up.
Like the bullet engravings were from that game or something?
What?
I swears.
Helldivers? That's crazy. Hold on, let me look this up. I gotta know. But it's a fun game, you know? Like, regarding the recent Charlie Kirk situation on the r/Helldivers2 subreddit.
Not funny, man. Do not fucking laugh, because Trump will come for us next, man.
That's crazy. Did not know that. But you would love this game, by the way. It's a great, it's like your that vampire game that you fucking play on your phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's like better graphics, and it's like Halo. If you mix Halo and the Vampires game.
Wow.
Just so you could wrap your mind around this.
That sounds fucking awesome.
You're doing like a bunch of, you're just like killing like swarms of like Terminator 2 robots and bugs. And you go, and it's a co-op game. So you play with you and a squad, you go in and you fucking kill a bunch of Terminators.
Can we play together?
Yeah, man.
Dude, I mean, let's do that.
Well, I don't know if it's
it's Xbox. Oh, but you know.
But is it cross fucking? This is the bane of my existence. Is it cross platform? If these games, I'm sick of this shit. If a game isn't as on multiple fucking systems and it doesn't have cross platform, what is the fucking point? We're trying to unite everybody, all right? Through the power of video gaming.
We're trying to unite the right.
Us. Jesus.
Yeah, that makes me sick. But it is cross platform. I just Googled it.
Oh, shit. All right. Download it, man.
I fucking will. I can't wait. All right.
Well, that's that. Stay vigilant. Stay active. Stay peaceful. Stay joyous. And have an amazing week this week, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. And peace out. Bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.